This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Discipleship lately, okay? Discipleship, you know, what does God want us to do? Last week that was really the title was Conditions of Discipleship. I'm kind of going to continue along that road a little bit today, but a little bit different too, okay? I want to talk to you today. I've talked about this here before probably, because, you know, sometimes what the world sees things as, God really looks at it totally different, okay? And we need to be careful about certain things. Sometimes we can take good things that we have, but do them in a wrong way. And it kind of messes everything up, if you know what I mean. So today I want to talk to you about greatness, okay? True greatness. True greatness. You know, when I think about, you know, greatness, and I think about the world and the way they think about greatness, you know, the world has different, parameters, standards. Sometimes people who are not really per se Christians will do whatever it takes to be great, but they don't care if they run over anybody along the way, okay? They may not do it in the right motives or the right attitudes. And God really looks at greatness a little bit different than sometimes I think we do. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about with you today. True greatness. How does God look at true greatness? Okay? I think you'll be interested in this as we look at the scriptures. Turn with me to Matthew 18. We're going to look at just seven verses in that gospel. Matthew 18, we're going to read verses 1 to 7, okay? 1 to 7. True greatness. How does God look at true greatness? I'll wait for you to all get there, amen? And we'll just read these first seven verses, and then we'll come back and comment on each one, okay? It says, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." Wow. What a power-packed seven verses here, okay? Kind of interesting, you know, the disciples, how many know the disciples were people like you and me, the 12? You know, they acted like we act. They had the same questions we got today. They were no different. And interesting, you see, they confront Jesus here, and they tell him, they say, you know, Jesus, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know, they had this question. And, you know, when you think about what they're asking here, you might say, well, that's a good thing. They were asking Jesus, you know, who's the greatest or how can you be great? And we need to ask that today. Anybody want to be great for the Lord today? Let me ask you first. Okay? All right, I believe you do. I do too. You know, I want to do great things for God. Okay? But here, Jesus is really, this is a teaching moment. Okay? In the previous chapter, it's been teaching. He's teaching the disciples. Constantly, Jesus, in the 3.5 years he was on earth, was constantly teaching them. Okay? Like we need to be taught. Amen? Brother Carlos read some scriptures in the beginning of the service from Proverbs about receiving instruction. We have to always be receiving instruction. We need that, all right, to become better than where we are today. You know, these first couple verses talk about ambition today, okay? Ambition. You know, we as people, as Christians, as believers, we must have ambition, okay? The disciples, they had it. They had ambition. But did they have the right kind of ambition? We're going to find out here, okay? Ambition, what does that mean? I looked it up in the dictionary for you. It says ambition is an earnest desire for some type of achievement or distinction. Let me read that again to you. Ambition, what is it? It's an earnest desire for some type of achievement or distinction. When you have ambition, that means you want to do something, right? You want to achieve something. Anybody with me today? Amen? And that's good. We need ambition today. You know, on your jobs, you should have ambition. When you have a job, you have a desire, what we read, an earnest desire to what? Excel. Amen? Be the best. You know, in my job, I'm in sales. Okay? So we're always competing one with another. Competition can be good, especially when it's sales. Okay? Because you push each other to what? Do well. You be ambitious. Okay? That's in the world. But in the kingdom, it's different. We don't have ambition to compete with one another. Anybody with me today? We're working with one another. There's a big difference, right? And we need ambition. Okay? We need to have a desire to do something. It's so important, okay, that we have ambition. But Jesus looks at the disciples here and he knows where they're at. They're not in the right place, though. Even though they asked a good question, okay, Jesus challenges them here. All right? He challenges and questions their ambition. All right? Because sometimes our ambition may not be right, and God looks at that, and we need to always look at ourselves, okay? So he challenges them. He questions them here. Very interesting. Let me read you a cross-reference of this story. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read it to you. In Luke 9:46, it says, "Then there arose a reasoning among them," this is the disciples, "which of them should be the greatest." Now, it didn't say that in this chapter, but in other chapters, it says, they reasoned among themselves. See, their heart wasn't right. They wanted to know who was going to be the greatest among themselves so they could, you know, have a chip on their shoulder. It wasn't the right kind of ambition. How many know where I'm going with this? Amen? You know, we have to have always right motives, and our heart has to be right as we do for God. And that's important today, okay? In anything we do, right? But especially here when we're talking about being great for God, okay? He challenges them. He challenges us every day too, that our heart is right, okay? What I see here in these first couple verses is that Jesus is challenging them because he knows their heart. Their hearts aren't right yet. They were saved, but they needed to be changed. Amen? How many know we may be saved today, but we still may need to change too? Right? Just because you're saved and you have Jesus, it doesn't mean we've arrived today. None of us have, right? We're all achieving and trying to mature in the Lord. So he challenges them here. He really hits them in the forehead. What you see here amongst the disciples is that they were kind of exalting themselves. They were self-exalting themselves. who's going to be the greatest? You know, I'm better than you. You know, I could just picture them. You know, I don't know if you can. I just think about them, you know. Because you know how they were when you read the Gospels. And I'm not putting them down today. I'm not. All right. I'm just saying they needed to grow like we all do today. Amen. None of us have arrived. So he challenges them here. Amen. And look at how he challenges them. He says, you know, I want you to look at this child. He brings a child before them. Okay. He says, and then he says in verse 3, he says, and verily I say unto you, except you be converted and you become as a little child or as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Wow. I mean, that had to hit them in the forehead, okay, right between the eyes. I mean, what are you trying to say? He says to them here, and I'm gonna break this down a little bit for you, is that he says you must be converted, or here's some other words, the Amplified brings it out, you must repent, or here's the one I really like, you must change. Okay? You must change. You can't be the way you were. Okay? You have to change. We have to always be changing. Okay? Because they were saved here. He's not telling them you got to get saved. He's saying you need to change. Because your motives are wrong sometimes. Your heart, you know, you're saying maybe the right things, but is our heart right too? Do we have the right motives? You know, we want to be great today for the right motives. Amen? You follow what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to be great so that, oh, you can see my name in the lights. Okay? That's the world concept. They want to be, you know, great, and they want everybody to know about it. There's pride involved. Okay? The wrong kind of pride. Jesus was trying to teach him something here. You know, you really want to be great, you're going to be like a child. Okay? He says here. He says, you're going to change and become like a child. And look what he says. He says, otherwise you won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. Wow, that's a pretty powerful statement the Lord makes. He says, if you don't become like one of these little ones and change, you won't even make it into the kingdom. Wow, we need to grasp that here today. Amen? That he's trying to make a point here, okay? He's trying to say that we have to be like a child. I want you to think of a child today, okay? We have a couple of small ones that the grandkids are here, okay? They're real small. But when you think of a child, and I like the Amplified Bible, it talks about this. Children are lowly, okay? Lowly meaning humble, all right? They're very loving children. How about it, Brother Frank? Your grandkids, they just love you. You can hit them 1 minute, and the next minute, they'll still come and love you, right? Children are very loving, okay? He's, you know, we're seeing something here about children. Children are very forgiving. We have to be that way, amen? Children are very trusting this morning. Amen? We have to be trusting like they are, okay? And here's another one that's a big one today. We have to be teachable like children. Well, I got one amen. I guess I'll take that one and run with it. Teachable, okay? Children are what? Teachable. Amen? You know, as they get older, it might get tougher. You know, because, you know, that's all of us. As we get older, we know more, and we want to be told less, okay? That's the way it is. But we need to be careful of that, even as we're growing up in our young years. But even as adults, we should always be what? Teachable. Young people who are here listening to me, listen to what Pastor Rich says. If you always have a teachable spirit, you're going to go far. Amen. In the Lord. And in whatever desires you have, God will bless you because you are teachable. See, it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 15 or 30 years old today, 70, we always can learn more. Amen. But sometimes people don't become, they stop being teachable. Nah, I don't want to hear it. Okay? And that's what he's trying to get to the disciples here. He's saying, you gotta have the characteristics of a child, even though you're an adult, to be great. Amen. You never, you know, your attitude, your heart has to be right before you can get to really be great or do great things. See, God will bless you to do great things if your heart's right today. Amen. If you're like a child, you never lose that childlikeness. He's not telling the disciples to go back and be a child. How many know where I'm going with this today? Amen. He's just saying, look at the way a child is. Never lose that in your life. Okay? If you really want to be great, this is how it starts. Amen. It's powerful. Praise God. Powerful. Let me read you a scripture I didn't read earlier. In Matthew 23:12, you don't have to turn it, I'll read it to you. It says, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. You see, when you walk like a child, when you have a spirit of humility, okay, God is going to exalt you. And you're going to be able to do great things for Him. Amen. But if you exalt yourself like the disciples were really trying to do here, if you see it, he says, you're going to get abased. You know, I'm going to humble you. I'm going to have to put you down because you got a wrong attitude. Amen. Pride is a killer today. Okay? Now there's good pride and there's bad pride. How many know the difference? Amen. You should take pride in what you do, meaning it's important to you. There's a good pride today that we can have. But then there's that other pride that thinks you've arrived. And nobody can tell you anything. You have a chip on your shoulder. Okay? If we ever get to that place, we need help. Okay? Because that's not Christ-like today. And it will hinder you from being great in the kingdom. And God wants all of us to be great today. Every one of us. He doesn't have no distinctions today. I hope you realize that. Don't matter how your age is, what age you are, doesn't matter what nationality or race you are, God looks at us all the same. And He wants all of us to be great, amen, in the kingdom. But see, it starts, we got to have a right attitude. We got to have our hearts got to be right. So He brings a child before them. Had to really throw them for a loop, okay? I mean, I know we got the children downstairs, but I had one up here. I could have brought like Angelina up here and taught with her here. You would even got it more because you would see her. Okay, that's what Jesus did. He puts this child in front of them and begins to teach them. Then, okay, really powerful here today. So, what he's saying is we have to be like these little ones who are trusting and lowly and loving and forgiving and teachable. It's a big one. Teachable, okay? To be able to continue to excel, God wants that in us. So, just like the disciples, you know, we're saved today, but we can still be changing for the good, all right? We still can improve and grow. So, in verse 4, he says, so whosoever therefore shall humble himself, amen, as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Wow. Walking in humility. You say, man. Now, if you tell this to somebody in the world, they're going to think you're nuts. What do you mean I got to be humble to be great? You know, the world has an attitude of, I got to be a go-getter and I got to do what I got to do. Don't get in my way. Don't stop me. I got to go. And, I mean, you got to have that get-go. I agree with that. But how do you go about that? You know, that's a wrong spirit, if you know what I'm saying. Okay? We have to have confidence today. God wants us to have confidence, but coupled with humility, knowing that we can never really be great or get to our full potential unless God is with us today. With God, there's no limit for us. Amen? There really isn't. With God, without God, we can only do so much today. I think we know that. Amen? We are limited human beings today. But with the Spirit of the Lord, with God in our lives, there's no cap today. Amen? There's no cap to what you can do. All right? And God wants to see that in us. True greatness is what we're talking about here. Let me read you another scripture about teachableness here. Okay? In Luke 11:1, you know, the disciples, as time went on, they started to get it. Okay? And in Luke 11:1, look at what it says here. I'll just read it to you. It says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." See, the disciples were eventually going to get it, that we need you to teach us. Okay? You need to teach us how to pray. You need to teach us how to be great in the kingdom, because we really don't know. You know, we may have the desire and we may have the want to, but we got to be trained and we got to be led the right way. Okay? So, as time went on, as with us today, we're going to see change. Okay? We're going to see change as we allow ourselves to be humble and teachable before God. In Proverbs 29:23, it says this: "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." Let me read that again. That's Proverbs 29:23. "A man's pride shall bring him low." The wrong kind of pride. It'll bring you really low. "But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." See, God honors us when we're humble. Amen. And we allow God to use us, and we're not a big mouth. If we do something for the Lord, we do it and we give God the glory. We just say, "I'm available, Lord. You know, I want to be used, Lord. How can I help people? What can I do?" Right? That's what God wants. Not the way the disciples were here. They were very loud, they were very boisterous, and they needed to be taught. They were rebuked here. I didn't say it earlier, but they were rebuked. Okay? Sometimes in our lives, God rebukes us too. And it's good. You know, we need to be rebuked sometimes. I'm not giving you this to rebuke you today. I want to say that so you don't get mad at me. Praise God. I'm not giving you this to rebuke you. I want you to see how important it is, because God wants us to be great, but in His way. Okay? It's really key in our lives and anything we do. Praise God. Really important. So, we got to look at ourselves today and say, you know, are we continuing to seek instruction from God? You know, am I at that place, Pastor Rich? You know, do I always want to receive more? You know, do I want to learn more? Do I want to improve? Do I want to get better? Do I want to grow? I hope all of us say yes. Amen. A strong yes, because that's a key to being great for God in the kingdom. That you don't get satisfied where you are. Amen. You're going to continue to want to seek God and seek to be a better Christian, to be more Christ-like. Amen. You know, to do what God has called you to do, and not get satisfied in any place in your life. Amen. You know, even as leaders, we have to be a great leader. Not only knows how to lead and how to teach, but a great leader also will let someone else lead them and teach them. Amen. You know, a few weeks ago, Pastor Carlos was here. How many remember he was in the back where Matt was sitting today? Pastor Carlos is from Belmont Assemblies of God. And he's like a coach to me. He's an encouragement to me. And he came just to see how our service was, you know. And I got to talk to him yesterday. And he just gave me his opinion on how things were here. And I have to be open to listen, because, you know, we want to do better. If someone can help us, amen, right? So he gave me some pointers about certain things, even about me. And my style or how I teach or how I minister. And I said, amen, I received that, because I can do better. Amen? All of us. Praise God. All of us. If our attitude's right, man, there's no stopping us, right? You got to have that teachable spirit, okay? And be open to the Lord, like what he was trying to do here. Amen. Now let's wrap up here these last few verses. He says in verse 5, "And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." Now, I want you to see a couple things in here. He's saying, you know what? You have to receive a little child in my name. And as you're doing that, you know what? You're welcoming and accepting children in the natural. We got to always what? You know, and that's an easy thing. We always, when it's children, we just love children. But I think he's saying more than just in the natural here. I think he's talking about that we need to receive even a young one in the Lord. Okay? I think he's saying we need to be very sensitive to young Christians. All right? Receive them like you're receiving me, because that's my will, is what Jesus is saying. You know, be receptive to those who are not only maybe young in a natural sense, but even in the Lord, young in the Lord, okay? We need to love them and receive them like you receive Christ, okay? Be so open to them. God wants us to care about the little ones, okay? Or the babes, who are babes in the faith, who are new in the faith, who are young in the Lord. I can use all kinds of different terminology. I think you know what I'm trying to say here. He says, receive them, okay? Like you receive me. Be open to them, you know. That's important today. Because then he goes a little further. He says, but whoso... Well, even let me go back in 5. He says, but whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. And then he goes out, he says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, and now he says this, which believe in me. So I know he's talking about Christians, okay? All right, he might have before talking about a regular child, using it as an example, but now he's talking about Christian young people, or young ones in the Lord. He says, I want you to make sure you don't offend one of these little ones which believe in me. Okay? Well, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned into the depth of the sea. Wow. Did you catch that, church? He said, you know, you better wake up. Amen. You better make sure, you know, pay attention here that you do not hurt a little one in the faith. Okay? Don't offend. Make sure that you never do anything to what? Offend someone, that they would what? Turn from Christ or do something wrong because of what you did. Okay? That's how important it is that we're always aware of what we're doing. You know, how is our personality? How do we handle ourselves? You know, that can turn off somebody. Amen? It could turn off somebody from walking with the Lord. If you're not showing Christ-likeness in the way you act, and somebody says, man, I don't want to be a part of that, or I don't want to go to that church. They got some people there who are very snobbish. You know, they just think they're better than anybody else. You know, they walk around. You know what I'm trying to say? We got to be careful. He's saying, you got to make sure you don't offend these little ones that believe in me. You know, they look to you, young ones in the Lord, who come to know Christ. I mean, he says it was better that you be dead, you be drowned in the sea, than you offend someone in the Lord who believes in me. That's a pretty strong statement we get here from the Lord. Okay? Because we are an influence to people. Let me read you a scripture I have here. In Matthew 10:42 says, "And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." You know, God is saying, when you give a little one a cup of cold water to drink, you're blessing them. Okay? Even if that's all it is, a cup of water, meaning you're helping someone. Okay? Especially someone young in the Lord. Okay? You want to be great in the kingdom? Help someone young in the Lord. Right? To grow. Praise God. Help them to be better. Help them to know how to live this life as a Christian. Don't ever, you know, hurt someone who's new in the Lord. We need to be so sensitive to new people. Amen. Because they look to us. People look to us. When people come to church, and if they've never been to church or never really walked with God, you know, they're going to be looking at you and me. Amen? You know, how does so-and-so handle themselves? You know, boy, she's always so nice. Praise God. He's always so loving. You know, people, we influence people. How many know that today? Either good or bad, you know. So the Lord is trying to get their attention. These are the disciples he's talking about. How do I be great? Right? He say, make sure, he warns them here, that you don't ever offend someone. Or here's another translation. You never cause someone to stumble. Okay? That's what he means here about being offended. Or ever cause someone to be enticed or hindered to do the right thing or have the right thought. That you ever, you know, cause someone to do the wrong thing. Being a bad influence is what it's saying here. Jesus says, boy, it's not good for that person if they do that. Okay? And then in verse 7, he says, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. All right? So Jesus says it, and he says it in different places in the Gospels. Offenses or temptations to sin and influences to do wrong, they're going to always be there around us. But the key is, you know, how are we going to be? Amen? Are we going to, you know, allow ourselves to sometimes be a bad influence? Or are we going to always be on the cutting edge and try to influence people the right way? Okay? Because God is looking for us to lead people. All right? Not only ourselves to walk the walk, but show others how to walk the walk. All right? One teaching another. You want to be great? Man, you're going to want to help people. I think is what he's trying to say here too. You know, it may not be so much that you have to do something that's so great in numbers to really be great in the kingdom, is what he's saying here. You just help one. In God's eyes, you're great. Amen? If you help one person really become a Christian and get strong, you know, God thinks that's great today. Amen? You should too, right? If you have a ministry here, whatever it is, do it with all you got, amen? Because it's going to impact people. It's going to help people. And God's going to look at that and say, that's great, amen? Sometimes it's something small, but in God's eyes, it's great, amen? So also, don't look at just big, big, big. You know, think small things are important too. Because how many know you have to start somewhere to get bigger? Amen? Sometimes usually it's a small beginning for something, and then it grows. Amen? It grows and grows and grows. All right? So we have to be careful here. So as I close here this morning, in summary, true greatness in God's eyes, okay, can be real different than what the world thinks is great. And hopefully it's not different in our eyes today, that we understand we have to change. Some of us have to still change in some areas, and I'm not trying to tell you where you need to change. You know where you need to change. I still have to probably change in certain areas. We all can change. And that's what God tells the disciples here when they ask them, how do I be great? Well, you got to be willing always to change. And have that spirit, have that Christ-likeness like a child, okay? Don't ever lose that sincerity or, what's the word, innocence. That's the word I'm looking for. That innocence of a child. How many know what I'm talking about? Child is so innocent, okay? Don't lose that. He's trying to tell the disciples here. You know, be trusting, be lowly, be loving, be forgiving, and be teachable. Amen. Be teachable. Doesn't matter how great you've done in certain things, always still be willing to learn. Amen. Till Jesus comes back for you. Amen. Because you want to continue to grow and be better for God. Be humble like a little child. And last but not least, make sure you don't offend, but encourage. Amen. Encourage and support even the little ones in the faith. Amen. Because they need your help. Praise God. Need your help today. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to let you out early today. Wow. Don't get used to it. True greatness. Praise God. Got to have ambition today. Amen. I think we can maybe have the ladies come up too. They can do a song in closing. But just look, I want you just to think about yourself for a moment. Okay? First of all, I hope you have the fire of these disciples today that say, man, how can I be great? We got to have that ambition today. If you don't, then ask God to give it to you. Amen? We're going to pray for you in a moment here. And then let God, guide you in your ambition. Always be humble. That's so important, Humility is such a key in our life as a Christian today. All right. I've seen so many good people start out the right way, but you know what? They got some success in ministry and different things, and sometimes it got to their head, and then after that, you know what? Everything just folded up and went down the tubes because they got too proud. All right. God never wants that to happen. All right. We have to be so careful that we stay like a child. Praise God. It sounds so simple, we miss it a lot of times. Amen? It's so simple, but it's so true. Amen. Walk as a child in humility and look what God will do in your life. You will be great for Him. And you'll glorify His name if you have that kind of a spirit. Amen. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for this service. We thank You, God, for speaking to us. Lord, I pray each one of us receive this in the right way, Lord. That, yes, we want to be great for the right reasons, Lord. We want to have the right motives, Lord. We want to walk in humility, Lord. We want to do something for God with our best today, Lord. I pray, God, that's every one of our desires today, Lord. Lord, You look at our hearts. And Lord, if anything's not right, You fix it. You correct it, Lord, I pray today. Lord, let each one be strengthened and encouraged, Lord, from what came forth today in the message. And we thank You for this now. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to have Don's coming up, and we're going to just sing a song.